This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Mr. Chris Ramsey, hashtag Twingle Toes.
Yay!
We will talk about that more.
We will talk about that more later on. If you know what it means already, you know what it means already. But if you don't, hey, you'll find out.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. It is episode 25.
25?
Goodness me, episode 25. And guys...
Same age as you were when you lost your virginity.
Slander.
True though.
Lies. I was actually 16. Legal. I waited.
Good for you.
Yeah. This week's sponsor is...
Oh, great. Oh, right. Is it straight to that?
Yeah, yeah. Why? What do you think it was?
I just always forget how it starts, but yeah. Crack on.
Great. Professional. This week's sponsor is... Also, obviously, my tour, 2020 on sale now, because samsicomedy.com. Always a sponsor.
Which is selling really, really well.
Crazy well. Yeah.
So, like, if you are...
Sorry, I was going to say almost half of it's on sale, sold out now.
I know. And if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I might go to that, then I'm not trying to force you into anything, but go and buy them now because you might end up regretting not buying them because they'll be all gone.
Exactly. But until then, why not go out and get yourself one of this week's sponsors, which is Bags.
Bags.
Hey, this week's sponsor is Bags. Hey, you tired of...
Why did you do that twice?
Because I felt like I didn't do it properly the first time, so I did it again.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's got to be like, this week's sponsor is Bags.
Great.
Like that, yeah. Hey, tired of carrying all your stuff in your hands? Eh? Tired of not being an octopus? Eh? Sick of walking down the street after you've been to the shops with loads of tins of beans and stuff in your hand, and you see your mate, and you go, hello, mate, you all right? And he puts his hand out to shake your hand, and you go, yeah, and you drop all your beans and stuff on the floor? Get yourself a bag.
I'm sick of these.
You get yourself a nice bag. I'm done. No plastic bag. Bad for the environment. No. Get yourself a bag for life, or take plastic bags from the drawer in your house that you never open and just keep filling up with more plastic bags. Take one of them out, or get a backpack. Backpacks. Hey, hands free. Hey, you got a normal bag, you shake one person's hand. You got a backpack where you're shopping in, bloody shake two people's hand at the same time if you want.
Why are you shaking everyone's hand?
Because I'm a popular guy. Got loads of friends. Loads of mates. Hey, and for our older listeners... We're also sponsored by, in conjunction with Bags, those little wheelie tartan things that you wheel along behind you when you go do your shopping.
The shoppers.
Yeah, where you go do your messages. And do you go and pop the V-res to drop all them raffle tickets in.
Do you know?
Take a little tartan wheelie bag.
Do you know my nana, Bridget? She's 82. She won't use one
of
them.
She refuses to get one, didn't she? Bridget, you're a maniac. I'd have one now if I could. if people wouldn't look and go, who's he stole that off? I'd have one of them.
Well, I thought about making, like, you know, when I have me little, me moments when I want, you know, button shoes and all that. Yeah. I thought about making some of them, like, cool ones for younger people, because I genuinely would use one of them, because I'm sick of walking around and your hands hurt.
Hey, hands hurting? Eh? Sick of bags? Little wheelie thing, you got one of them, but is it snowing? You need a sledge. Drag all the shopping along on a sledge.
Is it like three... Different,
I get 40 million pounds per read.
God, so that's 48, 12,
that's 120 million pounds we've just got there.
Wow,
two has cancelled.
This is amazing.
Hey, this was a long intro.
I know. Let's stop. Right, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. we couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. We're here again for your listening pleasure. Mm-hmm. Shagged, Married, Annoyed, episode 25. Me and Sir Chocolate Quilted Chit Pig.
Sir Chocolate Quilted Chit Pig.
Well, Mister.
As well. Are we the? Are we? If we get some post, is it addressed to the Chocolate Quilted Chit Pigs?
Yes, Robin is definitely a Chocolate Quilted Chit Pig. He's got it all out, written all over him.
Written all over him. Hey, so hello guys, thank you for listening. Exciting news this week, isn't it?
Very exciting news.
Very exciting.
Do you want me to tell it?
Yeah, for people who haven't heard yet, go on.
So, I was on my period, and then I managed to finish my period in time for going on holiday, which right. We are this week. Yeah. Oh, sorry, are you talking about your news?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Good.
For me, it was really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it must be horrible, you know, like going in a, you know, in a swimming pool on holiday and knowing that you're essentially like sort of just dipping your insides into the pool.
Luckily, that's not sharks.
Make some kind of human cocktail.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be clotted, which you wouldn't want to be swimming through blood clots.
Great. Well, we've just lost every male listener, so that's class.
Sorry, guys, but it's true.
Sexists.
In other news.
Yeah. Look, you're trying to find something else. You're predictable.
In other news, Christopher is going to be on MasterChef.
Fucking hell.
Strictly Come Dancing.
I'm doing Strictly. I didn't think she'd ruin it for us this early on, but she already has.
Do you know why I'm ruining it a little bit?
Why? Because you're trying to make sure you make us prepared to go out a week one. That's what you're trying to
do. No, there's two reasons. Right. Well, one, I mean, you know, I'm enormously jealous because you know I love dancing.
Yeah.
And used to kind of do it for a job for a little while, and I'm a lot better at it than you.
Yeah. Okay. You are. That's why I need to go on the telly and learn.
Right. Well, that's fair enough.
In front of 15 million people a week.
Oh, okay. Well, two, I'm not looking forward to you cheating on us.
Right. Well, look. I can't help if the Strictly curse takes effect and I cheat on you. It's just one of them things. Just be happy for us in my new life living with a dancer.
Well, I'm prepared for it.
Yeah.
And we never got a prenup, so it's fine.
Oh, shit.
So I will get the house. I'll still...
Strictly's cancelled.
Get everything.
Strictly's cancelled.
So it's fine. It's all
good.
Can
we still do the podcast?
Yeah, of course we can.
Yeah.
No, you better not. Literally, you better not.
It's...
I know, it's not a thing.
It's... You know what it is? I'm actually like a little bit... I'm sort of pre-annoyed that people are going to ask us that in the questions. It just, like in the press and stuff. I don't know, it just feels like a really... I remember first time I went on a lad's holiday, I went to Falaraki,
right, lads,
when I was 16 with my mates, and I had a girlfriend at the time. And I remember a PR person on one of the first days, some like lad, he's like, oh, boys, you want tickets for the club tonight? And we're like, yeah, all right. And he was like, oh, sir, who are you with? And he was like asking all the questions. And then they were like, I was only one the girlfriend. They're like, oh, he's got a girlfriend. I was like, oh, you got a girlfriend? You're going to cheat on her? And I wanted to punch him in the face because I was like, what a horrible question to ask someone.
Mm.
And I feel like the whole world, because of this show, are going to just ask us that question.
Well, because there has been people who cheated on the partners on the show. But the thing
is... Not everyone, though.
No, but can we just say, we work within television, the entertainment business. Guys... People cheat on each other all the time.
Mm.
You just don't see it because it's not in front of the cameras.
Yeah, they're not rubbing their crotches on each other. Telly.
I mean, you'll be wearing a cock piece.
I thought the deal was that I was going to chop it off and you were going to keep it at home when I went away.
In a little jar.
Yeah.
Right, yes, that's
good.
What I'll do.
Right, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I've got some rules. There'll be no nipple showing.
Oh.
If you look better, if you end up looking better than me after this show, I will be fucking fuming.
Rosie, you know me. You know my metabolism. You know I'm going to come back absolutely shredded. Let's be honest here. You know I'm really looking forward to actually doing some exercise. Like, I'm not even kidding us. I'm really like, I remember I saw it when Greg Rutherford did it and when Simon Rimmer did it and they were like, I'm in the best shape of my life. I was like, I can't wait.
I'm so jealous.
Oh.
I'm going to look like a flippin' Oompa Loompa next year.
No, I'll be orange with a fake tan. That'll be me.
Oh, yeah, we'll be.
We'll be exactly the same shade of orange. Eee, my pillow will match your pillow in bed.
Yeah, oh, yay. Fake tan. I can tan you. Babe, I can tan you.
Hey, couples who tan together, stay together. Yeah.
No, listen. Best of luck to you. I'm looking forward to coming and watching me.
Yeah.
It's going to be class.
It's a spectacle, right? It's massive. It's crazy. It's really exciting. And honestly, cards on the table. I can't dance. I really can't.
You're not that bad.
Well, I would never, you know, I'm never the first person on at the dance floor. Mm. But what I can do, the one thing I'm thinking, you know, might go in my favour, I can follow instructions quite well.
Yes, you can.
Like, I'm like at that part of my brain, you know.
You're good at sports.
Yeah, but only if you specifically tell us what to do.
Well,
and I'm not
very
good at, and I'm not good at getting shouted at. I remember when I went for like, I had to go for a practice dance with this woman who I've now got another family with. Because that's how it works.
Mate.
I'm not going on tour. I'm actually just going to go and live with them.
The hilarious thing is that, like, everyone's get the curse. Oh, Chris, like, what if they don't like you?
No, what about the fact that they definitely will not? No one is going to find me attractive once they see me trying to dance. When they see me, everyone, women out there, anyone listening who thinks, oh, I've got a bit of a crush on Chris Ramsay, wait till you see me trying to dance.
I know, I'm
Your
worried.
Vagina will dry up and fall off.
I'm worried that I might go off you, if I'm honest.
You probably will.
Because, you know, you still find you slightly attractive. I might watch you dance and be like, oh, fucking hell.
Slightly. Great.
You know.
But yeah, I don't like getting shouted at. So I went for the, when I went for the practice dance, the set it was before, and they were like, oh, how do you learn best? Like, what kind of person do you learn with best? Do you learn best with someone being really supportive and nice and telling you what to do? Or someone like shouting at you and losing their rag?
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, if someone shouts at us news, I will cry on live TV.
Yeah, you will.
I'll cry my eyes out. I can't handle it.
I'm not being funny. I'm the only one who can shout at you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I still don't handle that well.
I'll be raging if they shout at you. I will. I'll open
judges.
A can of whoop ass.
Yeah. We running on and fighting the judges.
I will. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Hold me back.
That'll be great, telly. Yeah, so it's exciting. But we did a bit of practicing, didn't we, on Saturday? We were at a wedding. We were at a wedding on Saturday night, guys. I don't, you know, if you're a betting man or a woman, putting some money on, possibly me to win the whole thing. I think you can ask everyone who was at the wedding. Me and Rosie tore the dance floor up on Saturday night. A bit of practice dancing. I dropped her on her back and she's still in pain now.
Yeah.
And it's Tuesday as time of record.
It was on Saturday. And it did hurt. I didn't realise. But then you managed to do it after.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing was we haven't been allowed to tell anyone.
Yeah.
So my friend Angela was like, why are you doing backdrops on the dance floor at
Everyone's
Mate's
like,
wedding?
Look at these two arseholes. Yeah. Really? God. It's not your wedding. A couple of tossers.
Oh, imagine doing the dirty dancing look just in the middle. But no, listen, good luck.
Thank you.
I'll be there to support you.
Yeah.
No matter whether you're shit. Or good, you never know. I hope you do well. But I'm kind of hoping you're not there for that long because I like your home for the support.
Right.
And stuff.
Okay. That's very selfish.
And I don't want you to lose too much weight because I'd be jealous, annoyed, angry, and I'll hate myself.
Excellent. What about too famous? Don't want to get too famous either?
No.
No, all of that, right?
All of them things.
So the three positive things that could come from it. Oh, no, I have this four. So you don't want us to get more famous. You don't want us to be in it for long and win it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want us to lose the weight.
No.
Do you want me to get better at dancing?
I'm not really asked.
Right, good. So this was largely pointless.
Kind of want you to cheat on us a little bit so that I've always got something in my back pocket for if you start. I'd be like, remember Shazney?
That's absolutely...
The dancer?
That's... God, how does your mind work? She's like, I'm not breaking up. I'm just keeping that on the old back burner.
Got that one. Strictly. I remember 2019, worst summer of my life. No, honestly, have a good time.
Oh, thanks.
Leave your dick at home, no.
Hey, you! It's making us very uncomfortable, all this. I'm not going to handle it well. Honestly, when they start cross-examiners on This Morning or whatever, I'm going to go bright red.
What about the curse?
Oh, I just don't think it's a nice thing to ask people. Do you know what I mean?
Well, just listen, I'll get you a t-shirt made with my face on.
Yeah.
And be like,
my wife's watching.
My lass. I'm just watching.
Yeah, I had to try some of the dancing clothes on, you know, the little shoes. Shoes were lovely, by the way. Little cheeky little inch heel, eh? Bit like
have
Tom
you?
Cruise.
Yeah.
Like tall. Got a nosebleed and everything. I was miles up. I could see for miles around.
You've not told us about this. Chris, you're going to look ridiculous. Do you know this? You're going to look stupid.
I know.
I don't think you've thought about this properly, you know.
I know.
You're going to have to, like, get your chests out, you know. The way, like, the shirts were all open, tanned. Like, you're going to, your pants are going to be tight.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it.
How long is my hair? Does it need to trim my hair on my head?
I don't know. Why?
I just need the stuff I glued to my chest to match the hair on my head.
You've got no hairs on your chest.
I'm like a little babe.
Like
a fucking dolphin. I've got no hairs at all.
Oh, well.
The hell's gonna happen?
You'll be wanting the curse to happen. She doesn't know what
it's on the telly. What am I it's just dawned us. I'm after dance on the telly.
I know, babe. I know. Prime time. How many millions of viewers
this
did
is
get?
Weird because this is the most we've talked about it because it's been, we've had to keep it so under wraps. We're both so loose lipped that we're thinking.
Yeah,
that
we've
people,
just
yeah,
kind
we're
of
actually
forgot
talk
about
openly
it
now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, mate.
God.
Good luck. Good luck. Listen. Good handshake. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
good luck.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got a backpack on, so I can shake you with both hands there.
Great. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? Beef, 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 beef,
beef, beef, beef, beef, beef, dinner.
Beef.
Beefy crisps. Okay.
I love beefy crisps.
I love beefy crisps as well.
I mean, I love crisps in general.
You do love crisps in general, and you eat them like a killer. Okay. As always, ladies first, what is your beef with me this week?
Right. It's hard this week, right, because we currently, I don't know what's happened. Uh-huh. I don't know if something's shifted in the universe. Uh-huh. I feel like we're actually getting on really well at the minute. Oh, no, don't. What's happened?
I don't know, but we are getting on very well. It's really nice, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's lovely. Yeah.
It is nice. So it's hard to find a beef.
You're just trying to be extra nice because you know I'm about to do Strictly and find someone better.
What? I mean... Good luck. Good luck to them. That's all I say.
Oh.
Yeah, try. All right, then. Crack on with your podcast with your dancer friend. So, my beef this week is just a little one.
Oh.
You say on the podcast, "Hi, guys," like a 9-year-old YouTuber.
Wow. Wow.
That's my beef.
Why are you watching 9-year-old YouTubers?
It's my thing.
Is that what? So, hi guys. That just, you don't like that?
No.
Oh wow, that's. Sorry. What do you want? Hi guys.
Just hiya.
No, you sound like a 9-year-old YouTuber now. Yeah. Right. What's your Fortnite high score? Fucking nerd. Did you see? There was a Fortnite championship recently. And I think he's 13 or 12 or something. An American kid has won a Fortnite championship and won $3.5 million.
More
than Djokovic won or whatever, whoever won the Wimbledon. More than what they won for Wimbledon. I think it was Djokovic.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and more than the golfers have won for the golf this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest prize of anything. My nephews are good on Fortnite. I should get them to do it.
$3.5 million, good, are they?
You never know.
Useless little tossers. Okay, so
I say... Hi, guys.
Wow.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, it's fine, that. Hey,
welcome
guys.
Welcome to my YouTube channel. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. Please like, rate, and subscribe. So, this is how you fix an iPhone.
I hate them videos.
I hate it so much. Okay, my beef with you this week. It's very week-specific this week. You did something this week that made us think, I don't think you really love us.
What? I've just literally said that we're getting on loads better.
Yeah, but then you said I was a 9-year-old boy on YouTube. Or girl, you didn't specify. That was even worse.
It could be that.
As we all know this week, I nearly died.
How did you nearly die?
I nearly died in a freak lightning storm in Norwich.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It was actually last week. So I went out to a gig in Norwich and it was in this big tent and it was really cool, really sunny, lovely. Mm. And then this storm moved in and I had to cancel the whole gig and turn all the electricity off and sit in this like tent. And I put it on Instagram, I was in this tent with like metal, obviously metal framed. And the lightning was going crazy and we're all, it was terrifying.
Mm.
And you phoned me up and this is exactly how the phone call went. You went, "Oh, are you okay? I've just seen on Instagram. Are you all right?" Yeah, I'm fine, darling, yeah. "Well, why are you in a tent? Why are you in a tent with, like, metal stuff? Surely you shouldn't be there." And I was like, "Well, I can't, Rosie, if I go outside, there's loads of, like, cars and stuff about, there's trees, there's not really anywhere to go, this is probably the best place, to be fair." Oh, God, okay then. Well, be safe. "Right, I'm going to go, I'm going to watch Handmaid's Tale." I thought, you bullshitter. You just didn't give it, that was fake, right? Because what happened is, halfway through, you realise we've got life insurance.
You pulling out the life insurance card, are you?
You realise I've got life insurance and you thought, I love sofas, bye.
We've actually got a really cracking life insurance on both sides, not just you.
There's moments when we've had an argument, I think, if I could make this look like an accident.
We'd be quitting. How much, it must be quite expensive. Are we paying out a lot for life insurance? Because it is a good one.
Yeah, it's not too
decent.
Bad. Yeah.
No, what happened was, I'll tell you, listen, I'll be honest with you, okay? Mm-hmm. Level with you.
Yeah.
Hey guys. What happened was I had fast forwarded the advert.
Right.
And I'd landed on the bit of, you know, the sponsor before. It's like a car thing.
No, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'll ring Chris, pretend I'm bothered. And then he came back on. I was like, I've got to go.
Well, yeah, there was
so
that.
So that's what happened.
It was that. It was that. It was the four concern that really upset us.
Well, I knew you'd be all right.
Did you, though?
Well, yeah.
I knew you'd be all right.
I knew what I mean.
I either come home to bloody clean up after you and wipe your arse and that, eh? Or you get a big bloody
payout. You have never wiped my arse.
Hey?
I would love that.
I was going to say, not through lack of you asking.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public, public,
perfect, that.
Got 21 seconds to go.
Yeah. Can I say a sincere, huge apology to employers all around the country who, for two reasons, really. Anyone who works in an office, they have to constantly deal with people printing out office polls because of our questions. And also, anyone who does the sort of infantry in the office supplies world, you must have had to buy so many new letter P's for everyone's keyboards, because when they write questions for the public, they just hammer the letter P so many times.
I love you guys.
Yeah, it's great. If you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And let's dive right into it. I've got this.
Are you going first? Because I've got some ink.
Oh, yeah, go then. Sorry.
Just really quickly.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that it's gone viral this week about the couple who sleep on either side of the bed? We were chatting about that 2 weeks ago.
Ages ago. Thank you to everyone. I love that. I love that everyone's just been going like, look, you guys spoke about this, you know, the first time, episode 3 or whatever. A friend of mine, right, who produces some stuff I do, sent me a link to it and said, look at this. This is his exact words, and I'm embarrassed for him. His exact words for it were, this is how much I love you guys. I read this and I thought straight away how good this would be for the podcast.
Mm.
And I text back the exact words. We talked about that in one of the first episodes, you fucking charlatan.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm still embarrassed for him.
Exactly.
Yeah. His wife, who I've met once, said, they already talked about that, mate.
No.
What a loser. I hope you're listening, mate, and I hope you're ashamed of yourself.
Well, you're probably not listening.
Probably not listening. Probably out telling someone that you love us. You don't even know us. What is this?
I've got something here. I've only been sent this just really recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was quite interesting. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I've got a question for Shag Marinoid. Bit of a strange one. So, every night when my mum goes to bed, she hits her head against the pillow for the amount of times she wants to get up for. For example, if she wants to wake up at 7, she bangs her head 7 times against the pillow. If she wants to wake up at 7:30, e.g. 7:30, she bangs her head 7 times and then rubs her head into the pillow for the 7:30. She swears by it and doesn't even set an alarm anymore. What is that?
What does she do for a quarter?
Oh, it doesn't say.
What's she do for 10:10? 5:10?
Well, she must just always get up at on the hour or 7:30.
Heavens above. So it works.
Yeah, apparently. And she's put at the end, is there a particular routine you and Chris do every night? Well
fucking
definitely
not that.
It's Maddie from Bournemouth. Thank you so much. I just found that real. I love these strange, weird little things that people do.
Right. Now,
what?
We've talked about sleeping before on here.
And
I've said that in them Lee Child books I read, Jack Reacher, it says in the book, he set the alarm in his head for 6:30.
Yeah.
And in the morning, it's like, and he went to sleep and he woke up to 6:30. It's some military thing.
But that's a book.
Yeah, but it's also a military thing that apparently they can do. But that's just...
I call bullshit. I don't think so. Just because you're in the military doesn't mean that you're a superhero and you can set an alarm in your head.
Oh, good. So you call bullshit on Jack Reacher, but you don't call bullshit on that woman about a man.
Oh, no, that is utter bullshit. Right. That's more bullshit than what you're saying. The head whacker. She's well in there.
So annoyed I got thinking you're slagging Jack Reacher off. My best mate, Jack Reacher, who shouldn't have been played by Tom Cruise. It was ridiculous casting. I feel sick every time I see him.
I like Tom Cruise.
Not as Jack Reacher.
No.
He's supposed to be 6'9", man, built like a brick shithouse, and they've got blooming fucking Hobbit's Unexpected Journey playing it, man. It's ridiculous. These little Strictly shoes on. So she face fucks the pillow 7.5 times.
I will get up at 7. Tomorrow.
No, that's it.
Oh, she's just slept in. She's missed her bus.
It was actually so much. I don't know how that's a thing, but it's incredible and well done.
It's stupid. Can you imagine, right? Imagine entering a new relationship And the first time they stay over, be like, oh, do you mind? You've got work tomorrow. No, no, it's fine. All right, night, night. Okay, it's really lovely staying over. Night. And then and all you hear is, you'd be like, what the hell have I entered into here?
What if, what if it was like, so she's, I don't know what the relationship status is, but say she's pulled, right? And the fella or lady who just pulled's there. And they go, oh, God, I need to set me alarm. Oh, have you got a Samsung Galaxy Note charger? Oh, no, I've got an iPhone. Oh, I need to set an alarm. All right, no problem. Well, I'll just set mine. No. Right, that's me getting up at 7:30. What time do you want to get up? I need to get up at 6:00. No worries. And she just fucking batters them with a pillow. Lie down, this won't take long.
I wonder though, I wonder if she could do it like really quick. Like if she's embarrassed, she'd just be like...
No, but so they might get one wrong. What if she accidentally, if you, you know, if you try and tap something really fast, what if you accidentally tap? And she goes, oh, I've woke up late. I knew I'd done an extra bang. What if she sets her alarm wrong? What if she's like, right, okay, I need to get up at 7:00. And she miscounts. So she got, and she goes,
what, she's pissed?
I thought of something else there. Oh, did I hit the pillow 9 times? Oh. How does she reset it?
I mean.
Does she have to get up and spin around?
Shake her head, change the pillow.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Why are we giving this more airtime? The stupidest thing I've ever heard in the world doesn't work. Don't try it. Buy an alarm. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here. This is a journey. I'll be honest with you. This email is a journey.
Right, let's just.
Yeah. They've put a question at the end and I'm not even bothered about the question. I just want you to hear this journey. Right.
Okay.
The email is all capitals. It's called The Unfortunate Case of Hair Removal.
Oh.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I arrived home from work one day to find my boyfriend traumatised on the sofa. He told me that he wanted to remove the hair from his bum in an attempt to reduce, and I've never heard this phrase, chef arse, brackets sweaty bum.
Chef arse?
Chef arse. I don't know if it's because chefs get hot arses or because it's like you're cooking your bum. I don't understand. Chef arse. Chef's arse, he's got written here. She's got written here. he had gone out and bought ready-made wax strips and hair removal cream.
No.
He firstly attempted to wax his bumps. We're talking about the crack here, I think.
Mm.
However, he must have not done it with enough ferocity because it just left his bum cheeks sticky and still hairy.
Mm.
Now, here's where...
Look, probably the hair's too long. Oh, God.
Now, listen, right?
Too long.
Now, here's where logic goes out of the window. He then decided to use hair removal cream to, in his words, melt the wax away. Soon after applying, he started to feel a burning sensation, so dashed to the shower. However, his bum cheeks had now stuck themselves together and he couldn't relieve the pain.
No.
He had just done a full body MOT, so the shower was now blocked and the water level was rising. In a panic, he quickly ran to the bath, sat down, but then... his arse got stuck to the bottom of the bath.
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, God.
What?
Next week on Lord of the Rings trilogy. Shit, the death.
So what's the question? Have you ever got your arse stuck to the bottom of the
What's your favourite flavour crisps, is the question. Not joking, no.
I wouldn't even surprise it.
So my question is, do you always indicate when you're at a roundabout? Have you ever had a bad / embarrassing experience with removing body hair?
Oh my God.
Was amazing. That was amazing.
Beautiful.
I'm not afraid to say, I use a little shaver and I've nipped, done a little nippage now and then, a little clip myself now and then. Yeah, you know, on the little fellas or on the fella sometimes.
On your penile?
Sometimes it hurts.
Or the bowel sack.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no...
Oh. For some reason, I get embarrassed talking about
all the subtleness
like...
have gone. All the subtleness went there. I was like, I'm the fella with the. Yeah. You just said ball sack in a different weird accent.
Southern. Like, on your ball sack and your cousin's decent breast.
Decent pair of testicles. I tell you what, it must have been good at shaving because they were the smoothest pair of testicles I ever heard. Oh, wait, that's
barbecue
enough.
Brisket. Balls.
if this makes no sense to you, go back and listen to the rest of the podcast because you are missing out on some cracking low-level banter.
I'm really giggly this week, sorry.
Do you know what I've got to say? What? I've got to say, I don't think, right? We've been watching that generation porn on the telly, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think male porn stars get enough credit for making themselves completely smooth. It must be really difficult, that. Difficult.
What, down below?
Sometimes, and it's completely, you'll see, and it's just nothing there. Like, it just looks like it's all gone. And
freaks
you think,
me out, that.
Fair play.
It's just to make it look bigger, though, isn't it?
I think that's why it's done, yeah. But I think, fair play, he's really put the effort in, that fella. Good for him.
Good for him.
Hey. No, that's not clapping, that's the noise it makes.
Like scrambled egg when you're doing that.
Oh, stop it. About you, you had any? Stop that.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. That was awful, nice. Sorry.
You had any
hair removal? Not really, no.
Cool, good chat.
No. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Just want to let you all know that Chris has done the questions this week because I've been a busy little beaver. And just wanted to let them know, just in case it's shit.
That's so... What? So if you think that... So you want them to start saying that these questions aren't as good as last week because... you know the answer should be? Eh?
What?
Do them yourself. I record it. Eh? I email it away. I set all the gear up. You should do the questions.
Okay, well, normally I do. I just didn't have time. I didn't expect this to backfire on us so much. Well, so I'm sorry, okay? I love you. What do you want? Do you want us to kiss your feet? Eh? Your hairy little manky little feet?
I've got me slippers on, so no.
Right. Maybe crack on.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
I noticed in the past podcast you laughed at the thought of someone nipping to the shop for kale at midnight. When I was pregnant, I mainly craved... And Rosie, this is going to make you so angry.
Oh, it's not salad,
I mainly
is it?
Craved... Lettuce. Lettuce with salt on. Mm. Just lettuce. I once awoke in the middle of the night after, and this is low-level dreaming, after having a dream about a lot of lettuce.
Oh, my God.
And I cried when I went downstairs to notice we didn't have any lettuce in the fridge. I woke my other half up at 3 a.m. and he drove to the supermarket to get me some more lettuce. We are not together anymore, and I think it was because of the lettuce runs.
Love, Mrs. Peter Rabbit. Who craves lettuce when they're pregnant?
Honestly, I'm sorry, right? Anya, you're called Anya and you haven't told us to keep you anonymous, so I'm not going to. Anya, that is the most... Stop, don't tell women that you craved lettuce. That's so,
so
irritating.
What did I crave? We actually were talking about this either. I was obsessed with your sushi when I was pregnant.
Beautiful,
yeah.
But the most expensive food on the high street, your sushi,
oh, yeah,
without
definitely.
A doubt.
Definitely.
And you wanted that every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Also, Greg's chocolate cornflake cakes. Those were high up there.
Yeah,
and Chinese takeaway. But just all the foods, all of the food groups.
No, yeah.
Definitely not lettuce.
Yeah.
I put on 5 stone. I wish I'd been craving lettuce, but no. If anything, I was put off. Salads.
Anything lettuce made you sick?
Yeah, lettuce. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got another one here from Joseph Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. My question is, if you had to choose between bread and potatoes, which would you choose? You would never be able to eat the other one ever again for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. That's made us all funny.
This includes all derivatives. Example, if you choose bread, you can't have chips, you can't have crisps, wedges, etc.
Oh.
If you choose potatoes, you can't have toasties, garlic bread, wraps, paninis, pizza, all of that.
Oh, God. Right. What we're going to do here, we're going to give up one.
Right. Calm down. It's not actually happening.
Oh, my God. Calm down. I feel a bit sick.
You've sat a bolt upright.
Sorry. It's just... I take these really seriously, these kind of questions. Okay. I know.
Yeah.
I would have to give up bread.
You'd have to give up bread, wouldn't you?
I love potatoes. Yeah. I love jacket potatoes. I love roast potatoes. I love new potatoes with butter and chives. I love crisps.
Yeah.
And I love chips. Oh, yeah, chips and potatoes.
Yeah, chips and potatoes.
So,
yeah.
No.
I love that you just worked out that chips and potatoes on the podcast.
I knew. I was just trying to remember.
You'd
be the opposite.
Yeah, well. What?
I'll give up bread. You give up potatoes. We'll just eat each other's.
Okay, so we've just completely ignored your question there. I would give up potatoes because I don't like potatoes. I only like, out of crisps are all right, but I'll be honest with you, I quite like a lentil crisp these days.
Oh, go fuck
yourself.
So
I'll have a lentil crisp, right? Done. I've worked my way around that. And I do like chips and I do like wedges, but do you know what I like better than chips and wedges?
Pizza.
Sweet potato chips. And sweet potato wedges.
That's potato.
Doesn't say sweet potatoes, just says potatoes. I've done them. I've found the loophole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Bang.
Well, I found the loophole of just Wiltshire.
Right, okay. But you can't have any of my chips.
Well, I've got potatoes.
You can't have any pizza.
That's all right.
You can't have any toast.
I do like
you
toast.
You don't even like... You do a bit. You never eat bread anyway.
Well, I know because I've realised that bread... makes me bloat.
Ah, okay.
Terribly.
Joseph, can you email in again and say, does this include Warburton's Thins? Because it might be a game changer.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got a little question here. Nice little one. They've called a cheeky little question. It is a cheeky little question.
I love a cheeky little question.
Might involve some remembering, some hardcore remembering, but here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Love the podcast. Currently on my third listen through. Bit weird.
Wow.
Third listen through.
That's intense, isn't it?
Do you know what it is? I used to listen to the Ricky Gervais podcasts. And I listen to them.
We've listened to them a couple of times.
Multiple times through when I was first starting stand-up.
Are we like that? That's cool.
That's honestly, I know I took the mic at first, Nick, but
that's amazing.
That's really gave me a little warm feeling there that people are doing that.
Same, thank you.
Yay, thanks. Vianetta Vinny got me thinking, what foods do you miss that are not available anymore? For me, it's the purple Wonka bars and the old chicken and chips crisps.
Oh, okay. This
so
is
we're
a
talking
good question.
Stuff that's not available anymore.
Right.
First of all, I'll tell you one thing I'm annoyed at that isn't available anymore that I tried to have the other day and that I've tried to have in Five Guys multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla Coke.
Yeah.
They've got rid. It now has to be zero sugar.
Yeah.
Because there's too much sugar in it if it has got the vanilla and the... Guess what they sell in the next aisle in Asda? Bags of sugar.
Mm.
What the hell is wrong?
We've got no willpower.
Goodness.
Because it's being sold, we just want to eat it.
Yeah, and that's talking from someone who has got no willpower in the world for food, have you?
Well, yeah, but you've got to have some sort of willpower, don't you? You can't blame people for selling it, I don't think. But then again, I don't want to get into this.
Yeah, but like, come
There's
on.
There's a lot of stuff going
no,
on.
No, come on. Like, I want full... Am I going to have to go and do a bloody Michael Scott from American Office? Am I going to have to buy a zero sugar... Coke with vanilla and pour a load of sugar in it like a psychopath? Am I going to have to do that?
Probably.
Because it tastes disgusting with no sugar in. I'm sorry. And I don't drink it every day. It's a little treat. And I'm
fuming.
I didn't
do it.
Bring it back.
Okay.
Someone.
Well, I miss Twizzlers.
Turkey Twizzlers.
Turkey Twizzlers.
Yeah, Jamie Oliver.
Yeah.
Let's fight.
I grew up on them.
Yeah. I never liked Turkey Twizzlers.
What?
I didn't like them. Well, I'll tell you why. Can you guess? I had them once. Can you guess why I didn't like them, Rosie? You know me so well now.
Gristly.
There we go.
Were they gristly?
I had a bite of one of them. I got gristle in it. I never ate them again.
Because it was probably a turkey bone.
Probably. Or a beak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd be an eyeball. Or a toe.
Do you know what annoys me?
Turkey toe. Probably not even turkey. Probably a bit of horse cheek.
Horse cheek. Why is a horse cheek gristly?
Well, like the bone. Oh, I don't know. Should be
the cheek,
lovely.
The cheekbone.
Lovely and soft, shouldn't it? I don't know. Tired. Am I pissed?
I remember when I went to a restaurant once and they said cod cheeks and I was like, how many did you get? Cod cheeks?
They're lovely,
must
they?
Must be millions.
They're nice, them.
They're quite big, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I really hate? I hate it when a product says new improved flavour and it tastes like dog shit.
It's worse.
And you go, change it back. Change it back. Please. I remember there used to be a butter. Oh, I miss this butter. Tell us if they still do it.
What butter?
Golden Churn. Do you remember Golden Churn butter?
Oh, yeah. Is
it
that
came
still
in a big
about?
Round tub with a blue lid. Golden Churn.
I don't know if that is still about.
Well, they changed it. I used to love it on my bread, and they changed it. They changed the thing, and I remember thinking, minging.
It's not the same.
Disgusting.
Do you remember Sunny Delight? Did they still sell that?
I don't know if
Because didn't that turn a person yellow? Is that a true story?
I hope so.
No, it did. I'm sure.
Somebody drank so much
Sunny Delight that they turned yellow.
I'm going to Google it.
Please Google it. That, I mean, that might just be when I was at school and my mom never bought Sunny Delight. She was so strict. Although we got turkey Twizzlers, like, so she wasn't that strict.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's in The Independent.
It did. It turned someone yellow.
Too much Sunny Delight turns a girl's skin yellow.
Yep.
Monday the 27th of December, 1999.
There you go.
The manufacturer of one of Britain's best-selling hey, you heard it here first, guys. Monday the 27th of December, 1999. You heard it here first. The manufacturer of one of Britain's best-selling soft drinks, Sunny Delight, admitted yesterday that too much of it could send a child yellow.
If you had jaundice. Class, is there a picture?
No, there's not a picture, you arsehole.
There was a picture at the time. I've seen a picture of that girl's skin.
Right, I'm gonna
She's
click,
yellow.
I'm going to click on...
She looks like the baby in Teletubbies.
Right, no. There's just some Photoshop ones.
There was a picture... I'm sure.
That's honestly, I mean, a little bit worried. I hope no one was really ill or died from it or anything. But that is, because they tried to make it look like it was really healthy.
Oh, it was terrible.
But there was two kinds. There was Florida orange and there was California orange. And I didn't like Florida, but I did like California orange. Yeah. But yeah, unbelievable.
So funny. What else? Do you know what I loved?
Yellow.
But I think they might still do it in like farm foods or something. Do you remember Arctic Roll?
No.
Do you not remember an Arctic roll? So it was like ice cream with a little cake layer on the outside and it was frozen.
They might still do. I may have had at some point. I might have had that at a little party recently.
Oh,
a kid's party. Do you know what I miss?
What?
Mr. Kipling chocolate chip cake bars.
Do they not do them anymore?
Nah, I've never seen them for ages.
Oh.
Mystic. So it was like, guys, it was a little moist
guys,
bit of little cake.
Rate, subscribe.
Rate, subscribe. Like. It was like a little moist bit of cake. And chocolate chips.
They were nice.
God, they were so good. I would eat like five in one go.
No, but anyway.
Claggy. So claggy. I remember having to quickly go and get a drink of Sunny Delight to wash it all down.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Question from Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I love, and I like this question because she genuinely doesn't know. She doesn't know the answer to this and she's confused.
Okay.
I love the podcast and love listening to your accents. Hmm. I'm wondering when you say us when talking about yourself, is that an English thing, a regional thing, or do you just like referring to yourself in the third person? So she doesn't... So, do you know what I mean?
Does she not mean when we say yous?
No, us. Like, I think it's
us.
Like us. Like, so if it's like, oh, he hit us with that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well then, that's regional.
Yeah, he hit us with that. Yeah. So is she thinking that English people... Like, she thinks it's a regional version of... One would like some lettuce in the night.
Whilst with one's child. Okay, I get it. Right, okay. Yeah, I think I get that.
But you imagine listening going, these are really, like, quite common and they talk about, like, shit and stuff. But they refer to themselves of the royal we. Like, how confused has she been? Sitting in Canada going, it's crazy over there.
But we do actually, because it, as Geordies as well, we say like plaster and master.
Yeah.
Which are the posh ways of like plaster.
It annoys people, doesn't it?
Master.
Yeah, because other people say plaster and master.
But we say plaster.
Yeah. We're just weird.
It's the strangest little accent in the world. Everyone loves it.
It is a weird accent.
I mean, sorry, it's nice.
It's all right. It can sound really friendly or really... It's one of the only ones that can sound really friendly and really angry at the same time.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love accents, me.
Well, our question goes on. What is your favourite accent and are you any good at doing accents? Now, you've done your Bristolian
I've
on here
I've done
before.
That, yeah, I love that.
And
he
Robin's getting
it.
Good at them. So the answer is, yes, we're both good at accents and so is my child.
Yeah, he's better than us.
Annoyingly.
He's great at Scouse.
Scouse.
Nice.
Scousers and Geordies get very high pitched when they get angry.
Yeah, we do.
That was...
Bad example.
I told our Liverpool friend in the corner to not speak while we're doing the podcast.
All right. And sorry. That,
stop it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here from Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. My wife and I love your podcast and never miss an episode. All the talk of manky toenails reminded me of a pretty horrifying story my sister told me. She recently moved house and during the renovations, found in the main bathroom a visually stunning Art Deco-style ceramic jar. On closer inspection, and to her surprise, she found years worth of cut toenails inside the jar.
Why? Why is that a thing? And why do we always talk about toenails?
In a jar? Who's putting them in the jar? And it's in the bathroom. Just pick it up and tip it into the toilet.
So, hang on. Are the toenails in the vase or are they in a jar inside the vase?
They're in, like, the vase. It's a vase.
So it's in the vase.
He or she is using the same word for vase here as jar. So in the house that they bought, there is a beautiful, visually stunning, may I add, art deco vase. Mm-hmm. And in it, there are years worth of toenails.
Shocking, that, like.
To my horror, my usually very hygienic and tasteful sister binned the toenails, but kept the jar to put bits and bobs in.
Well... Gotta do what you gotta do. That's a horrific story. I've also got a story which I can't believe I've never told you.
Oh, wow.
And this is a little bit closer to home. Mm-hmm. Years ago, my mum bought my dad a pair of shorts from the charity shop.
Yeah.
When he wore them.
Swimming shorts.
Yeah. When he wore them, put his hands in the pockets, there was toenails.
What the hell's going on with everyone?
People are vile. Why? You're vile. Have a word with yourselves.
Your mum told me off the other week because I left my toenails all over the bathroom floor, and it was because I was in a hurry leaving, and I was going.
Yeah, that is awful. I don't know why you do that.
I was going to hoover them up. What I do is I let them go crazy, right? I let them fly about. I've been in the shower, so they're not pinging everywhere, and then I just hoover them up. And your mum was like, "Do you always do that?" The hoover had ran out of battery because I've got a cordless one now, mm-hmm. and it ran out of battery, and I couldn't do it, and I was in a hurry, and I apologise, but I'm not. Putting them in a little thing or keeping them.
Oh no, you're just leaving them on the floor so that, you know, your family, your child could pierce his skin with your big toenail, you manky little grot bag.
I think I am Freddy friggin' Krueger. Pierce his skin. What?
Mate, have you seen your talons? I'd watch a telly through them.
Doesn't make any sense.
Just when we're watching telly, you got your feet up. See the telly through your talons.
I thought you meant that you were like making like a pair of binoculars. I don't know. I didn't understand the reference.
Can we stop talking about toenails? Gross.
I'll try. No promises.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I get asked this a lot. This has been sent in. I get it on Twitter loads, but this is genuinely been sent in the podcast, right? From Alice. Hi, both. I really want to go to Chris's 2020 tour, but I have no one to go with. Is it weird to go to a gig alone?
Oh, no.
Now, that is a shameless plug for my tour, but also something I really do want to answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's weird at all.
Not at all.
Not in the slightest.
No.
As a comedian, every time I go to see one of my friends, unless they're up here, mm-hmm. if I'm at Edinburgh Festival or if I happen to be in London going to see someone, I'm always on my own.
Yeah.
Always.
I go to see you all the time on my own.
Yeah.
Because I think when you sat in a theatre and there's loads of other people there, you're watching, so you don't need to be chatting or anything.
I'd rather everyone came on their own.
Why is that?
Just so no one talks to each other. I'd much rather that. Nothing worse than seeing a pair. It's someone whipping their phone out and someone leaning over and talking to them.
Yeah, true.
Infuriating.
But this is a thing, though. As a British people, for some reason, we're terrified to do things on our own.
Yeah.
People won't eat on their own. Some people won't even go shopping on their own. Like, I love doing stuff by myself.
I love a restaurant on my own.
I do.
Do you know why? Because I don't have you going, I'm not finished yet. No, you can't go to the toilet. Don't leave it at the table. I just hoy it all in and I run to the toilet. I wash my face and I run out still chewing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That was nice what you just said.
That's what I do. Well, I like going with you,
well,
but I like going on my own more.
Ruined it now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm not trying to fix it.
It'll be great. You'll be able to go on your own after Strictly because obviously you'll cheat on us, but then she'll realise that you're a nut job and she'll leave you and then you'll be on your own by yourself, eating alone forever. Twinkle toes.
Well, I've got that look forward to, so that's good.
And you'll have no money because I'll have rinsed you.
No. I think she's cracked. She's actually officially cracked up. Can I remember when I had a gig in my hometown and a mate of mine said last minute, he was like, "Oh, you got any tickets for tonight?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, me and the girlfriend are coming." I went, "All right, great. I got two tickets." And the tickets were they were in front and behind each other.
Oh, yeah.
For an hour long show. I begged, steal, and borrowed. I was like, "There's two single seats, one in front, one behind." Mm. And they wouldn't come in. And I went, oh, the seats aren't next to each other. We're not coming in. Well, fuck you, man. Thanks for that.
It's just different people. So it's a confidence thing, Chris.
Alice, come on your own. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You'll
so where's she going? I'll go and I'll sit next to her.
Don't say that. They'll all, not everyone will friggin' send that email in now. They'll just want to sit next to you. And I'll just hear you nattering on.
Ah, not true. He's changed that bit. All right, well, you think that's, but you should see what he does. Bloody, I don't know how he'd know about that. He's never here.
You and Alice getting pissed and slagging us off.
Well, heckle you.
Heard it before. When you gonna get funny? There was a dance.
Oh, fucking hell. Do as a dance. That's going to be the new heckle, isn't it, by
it
the
is,
way?
Isn't it?
Do
yeah.
as a dance.
I'm gonna come to your gigs and I'm just going to stand at the back with a boombox and play like Cha-Cha Slide.
Jason Cook said that every single time he gets me on at his gig at the Customs House from now on, it's going to be the Strictly theme tune.
Brilliant.
Oh God, I need to stay in past week one. Fucking hell. The pressure's massive. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Yay.
And this week it is the local lad done bloody fantastic, the awesome and lovely Joe McKeldry.
I like to call him Our Joe.
Our Joe. Our Joe. Do you know when he was on X Factor? I went into a local Greggs in King Street in South Shields. It might be in Fowler Street. And there's about 20 of them down there. Oh, there was. And I bought something and she said, bye-bye, vote Joe.
Yeah.
She was on the way out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was lovely. I love the way they get behind everyone.
We got well behind Joe.
Yeah.
In the X Factor days. He's a lovely lad. He's doing very well.
And here's his question.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. It's Joe McKeldry here. So my question to you guys is, you're both obviously in the public eye and recognisable. And I want to know, what is the strangest encounter you've had with somebody where they've recognised you in the street, in a pub, in an airport, wherever? What did they say? And the strangest thing you've had said to you?
Nice one. Ooh, good
question. I
like
that question.
Very good question. It used to be just me, didn't it? But we both get it now.
Yeah, it's a bit surreal, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it though.
I don't mind it, but we had years of just you. Where do you remember when we were in Asda at the checkout? Robin wasn't born, but we were paying for our stuff, and it was going through the scan. And some bloke came up and just handed me his phone.
Yeah,
and cuddled you.
Yeah,
like put his arm around you. Didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Handed me his phone, put his arm around you, and just went, "All right."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, so I'm taking a picture of you, am I?" Like,
yeah. And now
so
they do it to me,
rude.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was proper rude, to be fair. The weirdest one I've ever had, and I don't think we mentioned it on here before, I used to host gigs in Leeds back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow. I meant like it was compa. This was, I'm not sure enough, this was before I toured. I used to do at the original Oak in Leeds, I would host the comedy night.
Yeah.
And we had different comedians on, sometimes people off the telly, but sometimes not. You know, it was just like circuit comic, brilliant comic, but people off the circuit. And this last came once, and she got us to sign our back in a Sharpie. And she came back the week after, because I was always there.
Do not
even. It was tattooed.
Oh, no.
She got the Sharpie on
she
her back.
She actually got it. She showed
she
you
got
tattooed.
She showed us her back, and she got my signature tattooed on her back.
There is... Right.
And she must be buzzing how well I'm doing in my career. Strictly must have got announced. She must have shat herself. She must be wearing backless tops again now.
I'm a bit... You've never told me that before.
Isn't that nuts?
There is someone out there with your name tattooed on their back.
Tattooed on her back.
That's
horrific. So bizarre, isn't it? So bizarre. I'm sure she had me, Darren Brown and Jimmy Carr. I'm sure it was that.
That's not a bad crowd to be in with, to be fair.
I'm happy there. I'm definitely...
I mean, I feel a bit gutted that it wasn't just you. It's tainted a bit that there's other people there.
Get some sandpaper and go and find her.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like, could it not have just been me?
I think she may be by now one of them people who've got like so many tattoos you can't even see it.
Oh, okay, right. I'm thinking it's like a plain blank canvas back.
But just with my name on it. I hope she hasn't been on Tattoo Fix, because that'll be upsetting and I've missed it.
Have you changed your signature at all?
It's me famous person signature, not me checks and stuff signature.
Good to know.
Yeah.
You got a different one?
Well, yeah, because you
do
see...
Do I need a different one?
Yes, you need a different one.
Right.
You see me signing stuff, financial documents and stuff, and like when we got a car the other week, and you laugh every time I do.
Oh, because it's massive and it's arrogant.
It's a
fucking
mess.
Like it at all.
Yeah.
Doesn't fit in the lines, and it's just you're ruining me beefs.
Right. You've got my signature. What are your beefs?
You've got a really arrogant signature. It's horrible.
That's the best and worst insult I've ever received.
It's massive. It's illegible. Is that the word?
You can't read it yet.
Can't read it. Doesn't fit in the lines.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I think...
I'm glad she hasn't got that on her back.
I think outside the box. If she had that on her back, honestly, they'd have killed her. They'd have killed her trying to put that on. They'd have had to put it on with a samurai sword.
Is that the go around the front?
It's a wrap around. Oh, I got that Chris Ramsey signature tattooed. Yeah, I only got half it. I'm saving up to get the other half done. Go back to get it finished off.
And that's it for another week. Thank you so much again for listening. Get in touch with us if you would like. shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. My 2020 tour is on sale now. ChrisRamseyComedy.com for tickets to add to the Rosie Ramsey Sofa Fund.
Yes, please.
Yeah, really genuinely. I came up with the idea the other day where I said, okay, you can get new sofas, but you've got to get rid of another one first. And I thought it would be like a threat. And you were like, yeah, I was planning on that. So that's annoying.
Yeah, no, well, you know, I've got my first, second, third.
Yeah.
So third would be chopped.
Yeah, good. So that's good. So I've set myself up for that. Glad I'm going to be on tour, to be fair, for all the delivery men coming and delivering sofas.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And cool. And check. I don't know what I was going to say there. I was going to say something about Strictly, but you can't say watch Strictly, can you?
Watch Strictly?
No.
Vote. They've got to vote. Vote for
it's
Chris.
It's not fucking on yet.
Well, it's going to be, though, soon. We'll be getting in there first. Vote for Chris.
Vote Joe. I mean, Chris.
our Chris.
Everyone in the local Greggs, by the way. Everyone in the local Greggs, you better be bloody telling people to vote for me, right?
Babe, I'm putting posters up for you.
Are you?
I've got your back.
Do you know you've got Instagram? You can just post it on there if you want.
Yeah. Well, I'll...
Plus, if you put posters up in our local area, I think people will just draw cocks on them.
That would be fun to watch.
Yeah. You're going to put one up with a cock already drawn on it, aren't
yes.
you? Cool. Look forward to that.
Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.